Hello, you're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenlith. I'm Jay Nemro, and we are here on the radio. This is 2007, the first recording in 2007. And, you know, the subject that's really interesting is autism. And I'm going to be talking about the culture of the thing, exactly how it works. I don't know. How maybe you should feel about it. It's hard to say. Let me give you a little background into what autism is. Now, my investigations and my knowledge and my take on it are... it's important that I let you know what my background is with this so that, you know, so that you can know what my background is. My son was diagnosed with autism when he was just before he turned 3. That was 12 years ago. So my son has been diagnosed as autistic. Now, once this happens to you, you all of a sudden start getting lots of information about it because, you know, frankly, this is something that you live with. It's something that you want to know about. When you say, is this normal for my child to be doing? You know, is it normal for an autistic child to do? And it's interesting. Now that he's 15 years old, you know, it's interesting. In all the study and all the things that I've done, I've come to the conclusion that I'm probably high-functioning autistic as well. I think enough of the attributes of autism that I can either be diagnosed as Asperger's syndrome, which some people think is allied, is part of the autism disorder spectrum, or I'm a high-functioning autistic. So I will, so I come at it that way. It's also a possibility that my oldest daughter, who's actually about to turn 17, and my two youngest children might ultimately be diagnosed, and I might be too at some point. If I feel like that's a useful thing to do, I can't really say for sure. There's a lot of ramifications to it. You know, if somebody finds out that you have a disability, you know, it always becomes a question of, you know, what exactly does this mean? And what does it mean to your company or to the organization you work for? And how are you expected to react to it? Autism is a really interesting... thing, and you have to be careful how you talk about it. I don't know if you have to be careful, but I think it's a good idea to be careful of the terminology you use for it, because words mean things. It gives everything a connotation. You can get a certain attitude about something by the words you use to describe it. There are two different... Okay, let's talk about autism for a little while. It's, you know, it's a behavioral problem. It's considered to be a neurological disability. There's something wrong with your brain when you're autistic, at least outside of what's considered normal. And it has to do with being social. For autism, it's a question of being able to speak properly. As far as I remember from DSM-4, which is the tool, well, it's not a tool. It's a huge, it's almost like an encyclopedia or a dictionary of different maladies, disorders, syndromes, and it gives the criteria for the diagnosis of saying this is the diagnosis you have, this is the problem. And for many things, it also gives treatment plans, stuff like that. Autism has, as far as I remember, 5 different criteria that have to be met in order to be autism. Now, in recent years, autism's always been a difficult thing to diagnose, and it isn't often diagnosed. It's often mistaken for other things. And the tricky part is, since they have found no actual cause for it, like other things, there's no way to figure out exactly what you can do about it or how you should approach dealing with it. There's what's called Asperger's syndrome. It's kind of ASD. It's an autism spectrum disorder, and it goes all the way from people that just have a few of autistic traits, or have all the autistic traits, but they're really mild, and it doesn't seem to really affect that person profoundly to where they can't function in society, to people who are really profoundly autistic, and it makes it so that they can't function at all. You know, there's some people that moan and go and physically hurt themselves. Those people are really considered severely autistic. I don't know if I really want to get into my own personal view of it yet. I'm trying to stay kind of objective, at least to begin with, to say this is what autism is. It's really hard to say. Autistic people tend to have certain problems in common. There's one called echolalia, where an autistic person just echoes what they hear, and there's really no thought process behind it. Or that's how it seems when one is being diagnosed. They'll look at it and they'll say, they'll come to ask you a question like they'll say, "How are you doing?" And you'll say, "How are you doing?" And you'll typically say it with the same kind of inflection that you hear, as much as it's possible for that person to get that out. And that's called echolalia, and that's an early trait of autism. They don't do a very good job of being aware of danger. So oftentimes they're not allowed to do with a lot of things in society. If you get a diagnosis of autism, I don't think they're going to give you a driver's license. A lot of things like that. So there's all these criteria for how this is done. Now, there are... autism is such an interesting, strange, and different kind of thing. You can call it a malady, and if you do, and you tend to look at it like it's some kind of a disease or a syndrome, and there's some way that you can, if you can find the right therapy, the right treatment, the right drug, or something like that, that somehow you have a normal person. you're the kind of person that is sometimes called a curist. You're a person who thinks that someday there will be a cure for autism. And, you know, we really hope that's true. I guess, you know, well, see, I don't say we because I don't really think that's true. But, so they put it in, they kind of take a pathological look at that there's something wrong with you, that if we can just get rid of that wrongness, that all of a sudden you'll be normal. You know, your brain will behave correctly. You'll be able to understand and feel things the way other people do, you know, but there's something that's preventing that. So there's a great search for causes to autism and possible cures to it. Now there's a whole other group that are called, you know what? Tired of this. I'm going to try to explain. I need to write this down because this isn't something that lends itself to this kind of thing. And I can't find my freaking mouse. There it is. I'm just going to stop this because it's stupid.